mixing is the thing. 16-track recording or multi-track recording is basically for the benefit of practicing over and over again and fine-tuning what you really want, and then you put it all together, and then you keep altering in that. And so basically what we have was a 16-track tape recording machine in the studio, and we mm-hmm. had a console which has all these buttons and lights on it and volume controls.
Yes, they're very impressive looking.
They certainly are. And so what we did was just went through, and you just keep playing the song over and over again and getting a sound on each individual mm-hmm. instrument and then finally putting it all together. And then you've got your final mix down. Mm-hmm.
Well, there are certain terms that occur as you discuss the mixing.
Right.
Perhaps we could go over some of those just so people know what we're talking about. Wet.
Well, wet is as opposed to dry. Wet
yeah.
means like reverberation or echo. It means that making it, putting reverberation on means wet, and mm-hmm. dry is just as it is, like very, mm-hmm. very present sounding. And when you make it wetter, you put reverb on, or putting into a room, you're putting it into a larger sounding room,
uh-huh.
mechanically or technically.
It's not quite so naked as...
No. It's like every good singer wants a little bit of reverb on just mm-hmm. to make them sound a bit better.
And flat, that's another term.
Flat, it means no EQ. It means just with no alteration on the sound at all. Mechanically just means the instrument as it is.
What
flat.
You see is what you get.
Yeah, right.
Right. Other than your voice on this, we hear a couple of other voices. Who are they?
Right. Well, that's Larry Morey is the engineer on the session, and Paul Mills, who is the producer of this show, who's also produced David Bradstreet, whose song it is.
Mm-hmm.
He's the other voice. He's the producer on the session.
Yes, I've heard the name before.
Yes, yes. He's been around. He's been to Oshawa and back at least.
Yes. Seen the elephant.
Okay, the bass you're hearing right now is taken from a mic which is placed just about 2 inches away from the bass speaker on the amplifier. Okay. And the other bass track, which is this one here, is taken directly off the bass guitar itself.
Why would you do that?
Well, we've been trying various things with bass pickups, and on this particular recording, I think we tried using the direct feed to give body to the bass sound, and the mic on the amp we used to get the edge of the bass, the brightness. Let's try putting a little top end on the amp. Order because the foot pedal and the bass work together, and they'll be mixed in the final mix, we hope, to sound almost like one instrument.
What's he doing there now?
Well, he's adding bottom end to the foot pedal, the idea being that when we mix it with the bass, it will blend better with the bass itself. It's not bad.
Wooden.
So we've taken away a little bit in the mid-range, which is where that happens, around 3,800 cycles. And I think it's blending much better now with the bass. That's not bad. Let's work on the snare. Just a hint of top end on it. Yeah. A little more snap there. Leave it like that for now. Hi-hat. hi-hat alone. I think I'd rather opt for 10,000 maybe, rather than mid-range. Yeah. There's quite a bit of hi-hat leakage on the other track, so we'll have to...
Okay.
Well, there was a nice tom roll there that you make. Check out the stereo drums on it.
Just pass it. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, a total of 5 tracks for the drums. We've already listened to the foot pedal, the snare, and the hi-hat. That's 3 tracks, and the other 2 are all the rest of the components of the drum kit, tom-toms and cymbals. There, you hear them there. Spread in stereo. So as you heard when those toms were hit, it went bounce, bounce, back and forth from left to right. So we'll just roll back and forth on that tom break. Check the sound of the toms. You really have a nice snap to
them. Yeah.
Let's add the foot to that and see what the whole drum kit sounds like. That's the end of the tune. What you're hearing right now is drums and bass, and it's the groundwork. It's the foundation upon which the rest of the song is built. You know, you can almost view it as a pyramid.
How come we can't hear any other instruments while?
Well, during the recording, everybody was isolated in his own little cubicle. I think you talked about that on a different segment. The object is to isolate everybody so that his instrument is not going to leak onto anybody else's mic. And the reason for that, of course, is that when we're mixing, anything we do to one instrument which has leakage from another one on it is going to affect that other instrument's sound. So we have to make sure that things are isolated. Larry has just added some echo to the tom stereo drum mix, and also to the snare drum. Echo is a very important part of a mix. You know, you might listen to a song and say there's no echo on it, on a record that you might have at home. You think that's a pretty dry thing, but chances are that there is echo on it, and there may be just a very small amount. What it does is, modern recording with close miking is a very artificial way of recording an instrument. Like, nobody listens to a snare drum 2 inches from the head. Totally unnatural, so the echo that we add sort of makes it a little more natural. It kind of rounds the sound out, gives it a little space, and it doesn't make it quite as present, you know, or quite as annoying. So when we add echo to all the instruments, we're in essence putting everything into a room, you know. We're putting some space around the instruments. The amount of echo we put on each instrument is determined by making everything sound like it's in the same room. Okay, you happy with the bass and drums?
Yeah.
Okay, let's work on piano. Okay, that you're listening to the piano track now, and you can hear leakage. You can hear.
You can hear the drums sounding like they're across the room somewhere.
That's right. They were across the room.
Are you sure the hi-hat thing is not in?
We recorded the piano in stereo with 2 microphones, and you're just hearing the 2 ones being listened to separately. One mic essentially picks up all of the low end of the piano, and the other mic picks up the high. And it's spread in stereo. Now, here is an example. Larry, just give me a high boost on the right hand of the piano. Now, listen to how the drum leakage comes up. There. as we equalize that piano track, we're going to affect the drum sound. Now, the drum leakage is very bad when we do that. So if we added that much high end to the piano, we would bring up the drum leakage, and when we brought the drum tracks in, their sound would be less present. It would be sound like it's further away, because you're adding that across the room component.
Sound, yeah.
You know. There's the left hand coming in. You can hear the body being added. That's pretty close.
You want more bottom?
I don't think so. What Larry's done is he's added some upper mid-range, around 7,000 cycles. That's pretty full. Okay. Let's re-cue and check the guitar. So far we have bass, drums, and piano. Then we're going to work on guitar, and that will complete the rhythm section. And that rhythm section was recorded about a month before everything else was done.
Really?
Yeah, it was done quite separately. Now, the guitar player, who in this case is also the singer, Dave Bradstreet, played his guitar and sang the lyrics during the rhythm session. But there's so much drum leakage on his vocal mic and his guitar mic that he redid his guitar track. What you're hearing now is an overdub.
So you have total control over this track. There's nothing
yeah.
else on it at all.
You might hear a little bit of leakage, but what it is headphone leakage. He was wearing headphones when he did the overdub so that he could hear what had gone down previously. A little bit of that sound will leak into his mic, but it's not serious. This particular guitar style that Dave is playing is entirely rhythmic, and in our mix we're going to try and marry that guitar with the drum kit, especially the hi-hat. Dave is playing a ta-ta-ta-ta eighth note pattern, and so is the hi-hat, so you'll see when we start to blend those that they'll sound like one instrument. The same way that we make the foot pedal and the bass sound like one instrument. Did you equalize the guitar length?
Just a bit. I took a little of the bottom out. Just a touch.
Yeah. The bottom end isn't as important in this guitar because it is the rhythm thing, you know? So we don't need the tone as much as we need the scratch.
Any more scratch?
Not for now. I'll listen to it in context. There's the hi-hat. You can hear how they go together. Okay, let's build the rhythm tracks here. We're adding drums. There's the foot pedal. Punch in the bottom end, so bring the bass and the foot up a bit. A little more foot. There it is. Beginning to feel the punch now. I think we could stand just a hint more foot pedal and then leave it. There it is. That's it. And just a bit more snare drum, please. That's the clicking you hear. He's on the rim. Now he's going to hit the skin. A bit more echo on the snare. Two
try it here for now. I'll change it later. That's not bad. Okay, let's back up and work on the steel.
The steel was an overdub too, is that by the looks?
Yeah, it was. And there's no headphone leakage here because his amp was about 5 feet away from him. And so it's a perfectly clean track. We can do what we want with it. It has a little middly quality to it. Maybe we should soften it up a bit. Take some of that middle away.
You want some in?
Out.
Out.
Yeah. Soften it up a bit. Leave it at that for now. We've also added echo to it, as you can hear. And that's fini.
It must be a difference sometimes. An instrument sounds okay on its own, but then when you put it with the rest of the other instruments, you have to change it again, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Because you're equalizing the instrument while listening to it alone. And the final acid test is, what does it sound like in context of the rest of the band? And you might have, you know, misjudged what you wanted. So in context, you might change your mind. Most of the equalization was done during the actual recording.
You were changing the sounds of the instruments then.
That's right. And now all we're doing is little touch-up things. You know, we're not doing any drastic equalization. We're coming up to that tom roll. Maybe give it a nudge. Coming up now. Yeah.
Is it just the one?
Just the one time. And it's really nice, so we might nudge it. Yeah.
Is that a common thing? You'll boost something at one particular spot? Or
yeah.
Take it in or out or something like that?
Pop music recording has become a process of exaggeration. Again, you know, it's a totally unnatural thing, you know, to be right boosting instruments up and down and all over the place. Musicians are supposed to do that when they play, but recording in your own little room with headphones on is a very unnatural way to play music. So dynamics sometimes don't look after themselves, so you have to do it in the mix. And this is a case where we want to do that, you know, just boost the drums a little bit in that one part, because it's a really nice feature of the song, and it can become... You know, a thing like that can become a hook, you know, it can become something that people really revolve around.
Right.
So we'll exaggerate it. Why not? I'd like to just work on the voices alone without the band. Start with the lead. The Dulcet Tones of Mr. David Bradstreet on track 16.
Now, he did this vocal a couple of months after you did all the other stuff.
I could tell you a story or two of how it took so long to arrive. Once a map had been chosen for you.
It's a pretty good fly.
How you stayed on the path to arrive alive. Temptations flanked the road that you chose out beyond the town. And they all jeered loudly with sparkling eyes, calling your names from the side of their mouths.
Okay, the background vocals happen here.
Sticks and stones will break you over or build you a castle fine. It just depends on the way that you gather them, darling.
Maybe a little louder in the background.
You take your time. Don't listen to a single word they were saying. We're just the jealous few.
It's better.
We saw you coming from 10 miles back. Watched you stumble through. Now the gamut is run and you finally won. It's in your style and your smile that you weathered the miles under the burning sun.
Now, at the end,
won't you give us
this
a
track
hint, a spark
comes in. He just did a little
so
descant thing
come.
On that track. So.
And won't you please stay with me when we get to the sea, when the journey is done? Won't you please stay with me when we get to the sea, when the journey's done? Won't you please stay with me when we get to the sea, when the journey's done?
He's in there.
Oh, ooh, oh, ooh.
Okay, we'll just have to punch him in on that one section then. We just laid down that track for that one descant thing.
Okay.
See, the lead vocal goes ba ba, and the background goes da 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 da, like that. Da 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 da. Okay. Now we've got a reasonable rhythm or band balance. We've got a reasonable vocal balance. Now we have to do a balance between the two.
At this stage, Paul and Larry are into the fine tuning of the mix. They will run the song down many, many times, going over and over, making ever so slight changes, going for a feel now more than anything else. Most mixes will take about an hour or an hour and a half, but if you've got the time, money, and endurance, you could spend months on it. On David's song here, after just over an hour, we were ready to go through it for the last time and make a stereo master for airplay. Here it is.
I could tell you a story
the
guitar
or two up a bit
of how
here.
It took so long to arrive.
That's good.
Once a map had been chosen for you, how you stayed on the path to arrive alive. Temptations flanked the road that you chose out beyond the town, and they urged you loudly with sparkling eyes, calling your name.
Okay, here comes the piano. Bring the guitar down.
Sticks and stones to break you over.
Backgrounds are good.
It just depends on the way that you gather them, darling, if they give you a take your time. Don't listen to a single word they were saying, with just a jealous view. I saw you coming 10 miles back, watched you stumble through. Watched you stumble through.
Is steel coming up?
Couldn't stop you with the plans they made.
Good.
The traps they lay, or blind you with the bribes they pay, to lead you astray.
A little more vocal.
Cause it's only a picture of madness.
Good.
When everything's back to front. Like looking at the face in the morning mirror, jumping right in and finding out.
The piano here.
Sticks and stones will break you over, or build you a castle fine. It just depends on the way that you gather them, darling, if they give you a take your time. Don't listen to a single word they were saying, with just the jealous view. I saw you coming 10 miles back.
Dave's background vocals lifted here just a bit. Ready for that tone break?
Get to the sea when the journey's done.
Coming up now.
Won't you please stay with me when we get to the sea when the journey's done? Won't you please stay with me when we get to the sea when the journey's done?
Track 11 in.
Oh,